It's Friday, the 21st of March. Is this the spring equinox? Today, or do they celebrate it tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday? Can't remember. Another wild morning. Very, very strong winds again, and colder winds. But the sun's been out, in and out, in and out. Shake it all about. Which is not the forecast. The forecast was for rain and rain and rain and wind and rain. I'm not complaining. But they just got it wrong again. Long lie in bed this morning. Well, till 8:30 at least. So many dafts up this morning. Suddenly appeared some with bowed heads because of the wind has blown them over. But it's, in general, things are going away. Herb garden's looking the best, not with herbs, but with all the bulbs and things that come on. Oh, that's cold. And my forsythia bush, which is about 8 feet tall, that's absolutely adorned with yellow bells. It's going to be nice when they all open. Terrible day yesterday, weather-wise. Hailstones in the early evening, battering down. Absolutely stoting down. Seen it coming, you could know that colour you get in the sky. That dusky, browny colour. Sun's out now, and that is warm. It won't be out for long though. I know. I'm going to grab it while it's there. Still got that niggle, that little niggle that's eating away at me about doing something. Doing something different, doing something exciting or even semi-exciting. Or it's been a long winter, it usually is. And we've not got our first break until, I think it's the end of April. Yeah, end of April. Just seems such a long haul. And I'm complaining. Yes, I'm putting my hand up and saying I'm complaining. I'm not complaining about anybody or anything. I'm just complaining that I need a break. I need to do something different to get away for a bit. But I know that it's getting to Mary even more. I've noticed over the past week or so, even with the excitement of her new car, that she's not the same. There's a dryness, when you've lived with someone for so long, 43 years, when you've lived with someone so long, you get to know when there's something different, that it's so quickly detectable that there's something different about their attitude. And I've detected that for a good number of days now, maybe even longer than that. And I think that's what it is. I think Mary, without saying it, is needing to get away from the doors and get a break. And April's still such a long way away. Maybe get a wee joint away at the weekend somewhere. Well, not Sunday, because we've got something planned, and if the weather's good tomorrow, we'll be doing the car route. And but having said that, that's what chirps her up. You know, if she gets a good day at the car route, comes back and counts her money and who she's going to give it to, and it just changes her completely. And I'm always happy to see that. So even that would chirp her up. But I know within a day or two she'll be back just as I am. Get out of this winter mode. Ah, well. Even the teas went cold this morning, quickly. What a moan I am, aren't I? No, I'm not. I'm not a moan. I'm just... Well, I can be a moan at times. No, I'm just desperate to get away, and both of us are. Some heavy clouds coming our way from the west. Oh, they look like snow clouds. Oh my, that's chilly. Positivity. What's positive this morning then? I'm alive. I'm fairly well. Sun's shining a wee bit here and there. The birds are still in the garden. The garden's growing. The dafts are out. And I've got food and tea to look forward to in a few minutes. And a cosy house. What have I got to moan about? It's cold. I'm going to moan about it. It's so cold this morning. Icy winds. And there's the sun out again. See? Just switches the mood immediately. I'm so happy. Now I'm so happy. Oh my God. What a life. Oh. Living with me must be so damn hard work. I find living with me is hard work. What about Mary? God, poor soul.